O great and holy Father, Son and Holy Spirit, Creator of all things, of that which we can know and that which is beyond us, come now and be with your people. We are gathered here this morning and we desire your presence with us. Help us also, Lord, to open our hearts and minds to you, that we may learn better how to love you. The Old Testament reading is found in Habakkuk, chapter 2, 1 through 4. That's on page 676. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will give watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come, it will not delay. Look to the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. The word of the Lord. The gospel reading is found in John, chapter 21, 1 through 15. That's now on page 88. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana and Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, okay, we'll go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day broke, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples didn't know who it was. Jesus said to them, children, you have no fish, have you? They answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you've caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. The word of the Lord.